saying winning there, hit the way you threw my mic on because I found my four-pack notes.
I was all nervous. I didn't know what you were saying.
No, I'm winning. You're flustered because you got stuff going on behind the board and now all the Jurgi's, stuff going on.
Jurgi's putting me down because I don't have his headsets ready. I don't have his cup of water, his hot towelette to dab his forehead.
This isn't first class. This isn't.
Oh, it is for him.
Well, yeah. He wants everything to be first class for him because the ego is so large.
If Clay Jenkinson or, let's say, Dick Bramer were sitting in this seat, you know how they'd be treated.
Clay Jenkinson brings me gifts.
Jim Fugley?
You don't bring me flowers.
Oh, I certainly don't.
Anymore.
Can we retire this? Can we retire this calendar first off? The 2013 Cass County Sheriff. Thank you, Sheriff Laney. Calendar from last year.
Yes.
It's been in the studio here. It's on the whiteboard. And I just threw it away. It's outdated.
You should go throw it on the smoldering pile of compost over in Moorhead. Yes. It'll burn that way a lot quicker.
I'm drooping.
You are drooping.
My microphone is drooping.
I figured if we retired the calendar.
Oh, thanks.
If you recall yesterday's four-pack, and I'm sure everybody does, they've probably listened to it multiple times on the podcast at KFGO.com. I put out a challenge to our friend in Breckenridge.
Bill.
I said, here's the challenge, Bill. I want a card sent to me that I receive in my mail slot here at KFGO in time for the four-pack tomorrow. And the way I'll know it's the correct card, that you've done it correctly, is that you'll have the code word Cayuga. For some reason, I think that Bill and I were talking about Cayuga, North Dakota at one point.
You think? On one of your fishing trips.
Yeah, I think.
You vaguely remember that.
A little foggy. Mm-hmm. I think we were talking about Cayuga. So look what showed up in a yellow envelope today, Jurgi, in my KFGO mail slot.
Mr. Mike McFoley.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can I read?
Read it. Yes, I think it's clean. I'm not sure. Bill sometimes gets a little salty.
Yeah, it's me week. Show me your fins.
Cayuga. Cayuga is written inside the
How
card.
How does he get mail here from Wahpeton to Fargo that quickly? He must rush to the mail. You think Heitkamp's bringing these up in the morning? He stops in Wahpeton and grabs them and puts a stamp on them, and then they run them over to Prairiewood, and then they make it look like Bill's mailed it?
Heitkamp's got that kind of pull around here.
Postal service. I'll tell you what. That's pretty good service, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Just less than 12 hours, it's here.
That's not too bad. Hey, this is the 4 o'clock 4-pack brought to you on this day by Golf Addiction, which, by the way, I went to last night with some buddies. What a great time. Holy cow, we had fun. Seriously, Jurgi, we had fun.
I didn't say you didn't.
Great time. We played 11 holes. That's what we got in our 2 hours.
I've been out there.
Had a couple of pitchers of Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
I've noticed their Diet Pepsi is extremely cold.
It is. It's very, very cold, their Diet Pepsi. Here's the deal. If you want to win a $25 gift certificate to Golf Addiction, since we played 11 holes yesterday, including Edgewood golf professional Greg McCullough, who took a 10 on one hole, you can be the 11th person to text in Mike Golf, and you can win a $25 gift certificate to Golf Addiction.
What number?
11th.
Okay.
The 11th texter to Mike Golf, 35270. Number 4 in the 4-pack today, Jurgi. You've heard about drinking and driving and the campaigns that we have, even around here, to stop drinking and driving?
Yep, right. A lot of campaigns. Fargo Police, other agencies are involved. Buckle, no booze.
Colorado is beginning a TV campaign to stop stoned driving. A $1 million television campaign making fun of marijuana users who space out during everyday activities in an effort to stop stoned driving.
I suppose there's some of that going on out there, right?
Well, because it's legal in Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Recreational.
I suppose they
weed.
They have a little and then they getting behind the wheel and they're a little slow, right?
Slow on the uptake.
I suppose. $1 million campaign.
Yes.
Do they have a title for it? We could think of one, maybe.
Drive high, get a DUI.
Is that what they're calling
it? Yes. Drive high, get a DUI.
Because I know they can charge people for driving under the influence of whether it's alcohol or marijuana in Colorado or whatever other states. So, and they have officers that can detect it. And what are they called? DREs.
Driving Yes, a DRE.
No, it's a drug recognition expert. So we'll occasionally hear that if there's a stop locally, and the officer, the deputy, the trooper thinks that perhaps somebody's under the influence of something other than alcohol, they'll ask for a DRE. And there are officers that go away for special training. I think I know one that was trained in Arizona some months ago.
Your microphone is drooping.
It is. What is wrong with this?
You just can't keep your microphone up.
I'm sorry.
It keeps drooping.
This is, where's Al? Al with a screwdriver.
I know a person in Fargo who at one time in their life was in a recognizable position, who back in the day was driving from Fargo to Grand Forks in a van.
Fargo, Grand Forks in a van.
On I-29.
That'd be the way to go.
And they were perhaps enjoying the benefits of smoking marijuana.
Okay.
In this van. Think of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy and those
guys.
Sure,
they have dice hanging from the mirror.
Yeah, I think it probably did. Now, this person was all paranoid. And so he's really being careful in the freeway. Next thing you know, an officer pulled him over. This person rolled down the window and said, "What's the matter, officer? Was I going over the speed limit? It sure didn't seem like I was going over the speed limit." The officer looked at the driver and said, "No, you weren't going over the speed limit. You were going 15. Now, this was back in the day when officers often just says, "You know what, guys? Go along in your way and maybe watch your speed a little bit." So nothing happened to this person.
15 miles an hour.
Yes,
on the
interstate. I-49, yes. That's my
beautiful summer day.
We love it.
I know someone that got a speeding ticket on that same stretch of road. She showing her son about he was asking about sugar beets and processing, and they were going by Hillsboro, and this person that I know very close to, she got tagged for 94.
94.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep.
Whoa.
She did.
Wow.
She doesn't know anything about sugar beets, but she was explaining that these are the beets that they dig.
Does she know about travel?
Yes, she does.
Is she a travel expert?
94.
Whoa. Number three on our list. This is not a funny story. One-time pro wrestler Buck Rock and Roll Zumhoff, real name Eugene Otto Zumhoff, 62 years old of Cyrus, Minnesota, has been found guilty of 12 charges of criminal sexual conduct for sexually abusing and molesting a close female relative over a period of years.
He was convicted. I understand he put up kind of a struggle in the courthouse in Wilmer yesterday.
Escape, yes.
Yes, after he was convicted. And went on, for, as you said, for a number of years. Rock and Roll Zumhoff, was he what, 80s? In the 80s, 90s? Was he?
I think so, yeah. I think 80s.
It was kind of after the wrestling craze here.
He had a big boombox, wasn't that
his
deal?
Him, sure.
Rock and Roll Zumhoff.
Right, that's right. He carried a boombox, and he had big boots, as many of them do, and so he will be going to prison.
Prison is too good for Mr. Zumhoff. If you have followed this story at all, and there was a website in the Twin Cities that identified the person who he was abusing because it came out in the court documents.
It did. If you want to know, it's out there. So.
But prison is far too good for Mr. Zumhoff. Number two, this is a cute story. Social media, very popular these days, Jergy.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
Pinterest.
All of them.
Yes. A high school football player in Houston, Texas, by the name of Michael Ramirez. Big kid, by the way. I've seen pictures. He's 17 years old. He didn't have a prom date.
So I've been there.
Me too. Raise your hand. Pinto's not raising his hand. What a cocky young man he is.
He had 2-3 same night. That was quite a feat, too.
I wonder if one of those was the ones he broke up via text message with.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Probably.
Yep.
Anyway, this kid didn't have a prom date. And so he put out a message to a Houston Texans cheerleader on Twitter and said, "If I get 10,000 retweets on this, will you agree to go to prom with me?" And Caitlin, no last name given, said, "Sure, I'll go to prom with you if you get 10,000 retweets."
She didn't think he would.
Lo and behold, he got well over 10,000 retweets. And so therefore, Michael Ramirez, Crosby High School seniors, is going to be going to prom with Caitlin.
She's a little older than he.
Well, probably not much. She's probably mid-20s.
He's 17.
No, wait. She's 19.
And she's NFL cheerleader?
She's a Houston Texans cheerleader, and she's 19? Yowza. That's a little odd.
Well, good for him. It worked.
Yeah.
Scheme there. And how many hits did he get, does it say? 10,000 was the...
He hit the 10,000 mark retweets on Friday. So I think last week, a week ago today.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Look what happened to me when I went to prom, finally. What happened to me?
Married a woman who drives 95 miles an hour on I-29.
94. And 94, I didn't identify her. You're speculating.
Oh, yeah. It's a total speculation.
Yeah. You're speculating.
Yeah, I am. I'm speculating.
Okay.
I take that back. I don't know the identity of the person who was driving.
It was years ago. Years ago.
94 miles an hour on I-29.
My insurance agent's listening. Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Completely erased by now. Did you see where your Cardinals beat my Otters?
They did.
In basketball at Morehead State.
It's a legacy that I helped start back in 1983 and 84.
So Alexandria is going to the big house.
Well, many people from Alec have gone to the big house.
That's true. And by goodness, Sheriff Ingebrigtsen caught you. You should probably be right there. Yes, it was Alex Nemzik, and congratulations to the Alexandria Cardinals beating the Fergus Falls Otters, and was that a quarterfinal? A quarterfinal next week.
Sure.
At University of Minnesota. So I brought that up because we have this little feud sometimes between Alec and Fergus, and it's really just, it's all good natured.
It's not a feud because there is no competition, because Alec is just that much better than Fergus Falls.
It's all good natured, so congratulations to your Cardinals.
Thank you. Half-court shot at Class B makes ESPN top play of the day. That is my note to myself on the four-pack. A young man from Newtown, Joe Baker, end of the first quarter last night, Jergy. He made a heave. He didn't heave. He made a heave of the basketball, bounced off the backboard, and went through the hoop against rugby. It made the ESPN highlights. It became the number one play of the day nationally, internationally. Since this is an audio medium and not a visual medium, we have the sound from our Chase Miller calling that play last night.
2 seconds. 1 second. Newtown's going to have to get one off. They do what it's good!
Cue that up again because if you can quickly, Pinto, because I have a question about
2 seconds. Okay, here we go. 1 second. Newtown's gonna have to get one off. They do what it's good.
Okay, cut it off there. Now I haven't seen Chase today around the building because he's been busy up in Grand Forks.
He's back in Grand Forks.
But did somebody grab him somewhere when he made that call? Did Jack Michaels reach over and grab him or something in a certain spot to?
He went up a couple of octaves.
Oh, my goodness. He sounded like, goodness gracious.
A one-hand heaver, he called it. That's a pretty good description of it.
It's good!
He was excited.
It's good!
2 seconds. 1 second. Newtown's going to have to get one off. They do what it's good!
He was caught in the moment.
It was a great call.
He was caught in the moment.
No, it was great. No, I'm not saying it was bad.
Do you do with something like that? You don't know what to say.
Apparently, you go up seven octaves. Yeah. You become a eunuch, apparently. That's awesome. It's just a great, raw, emotional call. I love it, but I found it comical.
Road report from one of our people, our CellNet callers. We call him a Mo Rep. Mobile report.
Mo Rep.
Okay. This individual is on his way to Bemidji. He should be there by now, but he called to say, and this is quoting him, Detroit Lakes to Bemidji, roads bone dry.
Bone dry. That is dry. That's as dry as you can get. I mean, there's levels of dry, and that is the driest. Wow, bone dry. Thank you, Jergy. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, joining us for the 4 o'clock 4-pack each and every day. Sponsored today by Golf Addiction. We have a winner. We'll make a phone call and announce that next in the Mike McFeely Show. Then we have some time for your phone calls at 4:23 or so. Then at 4:35, Jeff Katzer. You know him. He is a fishing guide at Devil's Lake. He'll join us at 4:35. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO.